Questions for Coach?
Brandon Shell is out. Austin Safarian Jenkins is doubtful. Matt Forte is questionable. Coney Ealy is questionable. Hakeem Judd is questionable. Everybody else is full.
So with Ealy?
Sore knee.
Popped up today?
Yeah.
What's your reaction to having your contract extended?
For me, it's just business as usual. You know, we're trying to win a game on Sunday, and then we'll get ready for next year.
Is that the point of the organization, let you know that they'd be doing that?
I mean, we've been talking. It really is not important. We got it done.
How much has that helped you in terms of, you know, your program and what you've been trying to implement all along here to know that you're, you know, there's no, none of this unknown hanging over your head?
I mean, it wasn't hanging before. For me, it's just business as usual. All you can do as a coach is coach and control the things you can control and go from there, and that's all we've been trying to do.
What does it tell you about the organization's thoughts about what you've been doing? Now, obviously, this team hasn't been to the playoffs in 3 years, you know, but yet they're extending you. It's a show that they think the program's going in the right direction, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to Mr. Johnson, obviously. He came in and he oversaw everything. Obviously, Mike McCagnan. And we have a plan that we're going forward with, and everybody's on the same page, so we're going forward.
How much do you feel like this validates what you've done this year as far as changing the culture and getting these guys playing hard and all that kind of stuff?
If it validates or not validates, we're just working hard, and we have a plan going in the right direction, and, you know, we just move from there.
What do you think the future is for this team?
It'll get better. We'll add some pieces. Obviously, the future is trying to win the Super Bowl and get to the playoffs, but we'll add some pieces. We made some strides this year, not enough strides, and not win enough games. But going forward, we'll make the proper adjustments and go from there.
At what point during the year did you say, I think we're headed in the right direction?
I didn't say or not say. Like I said, as a coach, you keep your head down and work. You always think you're going in the right direction.
How close is this team to contending for a championship?
It's too early to tell. We got to build every year from a chemistry standpoint, so we'll go day by day.
How big is stability at quarterback for you? In terms of success long term?
Obviously, it's big. It's a key position, obviously. So once Josh got hurt, you know, Bryce came in. He's played, but he hadn't had a chance to play long term. But it's a big position of stability for us.
Do you feel like you have to make the playoffs next season?
I want to make the playoffs every season. It's never a have to. It's always a want to.
Has it been that? Did ownership give you any sort of mandate?
Well, we're working to get better as a group, and that's all we're doing.
What's the most important thing that this team needs to add for next season?
We'll see. I mean, we'll talk about that next season. We got a game to play Sunday, so next season will be next year for me.
Is Mo Wilkerson going to play on Sunday?
We'll put our inactives out on Sunday.
Does the fact that he's guaranteed $16.75 million against injury this year, will that factor into your decision on Sunday whether to play him?
No, it'll be my decision.
Won't the injury provision won't have it be a factor at all?
It'll be my decision.
But is it a factor?
It will be my decision.
Is the injury thing a factor?
It will be my decision.
You didn't answer the question.
Bruce, you got it. It will be my decision.
Based on what?
Based on me.
No one else?
It's my decision. We can continue this for the next 2 hours, and we're going to have the same
dialogue.
You're
not answering the question.
I don't have to answer your question if I want to answer it. I gave you my answer. You either accept it or you don't.
How would you evaluate how you've done over these first 3 years based on the expectations that you set for yourself when you took this job?
For me, it's been hard. Obviously, I'm hard on myself, but I'm supposed to be, you know. I got to make sure our team's ready to play. I got to make sure that our coaches are ready to coach. I got to make sure I don't let ownership down. So I'm always hard on myself. So I'll take a long, hard look at myself next year, and I'll come back fighting.
How important is it to go do this process with Mike for the next 2 years?
It's great to have somebody you're familiar with, obviously. Me and Mike been here the first 3 years, so we've been on the same page, and we'll continue to get better.
In terms of, was it hard to get to that point, or was it pretty easy from day one when you became the head coach?
I mean, it was easy from day one. Obviously, he's got a great football mind, and we got along good, and we see a lot of things the same way.
I'm trying to be coy here, but there are only like 32 head coaching positions. Are you happy that you get to continue this?
I'm happy. I love coaching. I'm happy every day I wake up and come to work.
A lot of fans might look at your record and question why you deserve to be back. What do you say to fans that maybe don't think you deserve to be back because of the record?
There's nothing for me to say. I'm just trying to win and get to the playoffs, and hopefully they'll be happy. That's all I can go by.
How much is the record tied to the instability of the quarterback position? Because last year you had some issues, too, with that injury-wise.
We win as a group, we lose as a group.
What was the message ownership gave you as far as why, the reasons behind it, or just the extension?
Yes, I'm not going to get into all that, but, you know, we'll move forward from there, and everybody's on the same page.
This team, considering we used in the middle of the roster to overachieve the goal this year, how would you assess that?
Our record is what it is. It's 5-10, so we're a 5-10 team. Whether we're young or old, we got to get better.
How do you feel about your chances with Bryce Petty going against Tom Brady?
Well, luckily it's 11-on-11, not 1-on-1, so we got to help Bryce. Bryce got to do his part, and we feel good, and we're going up there to win the ball game.
You think he can improve his accuracy in such a short window?
Well, he's got to improve it for us to win the ball game. He knows he has to improve it. We know he has to improve it.
Do you want to get half of into the game?
Bryce will start for us and play right now.
Your thought process on, have you made a decision about when you're going to play Hack, or is it a field thing during the game?
Bryce is our starting quarterback, and that's the only decision I've made.
So is it a game plan to play?
No, Bryce is going to play.
Why is Bryce ahead of Christian? Because Bryce really hasn't played that well the last few weeks.
Bryce beat him out in the preseason, so he's my number two quarterback.
How he's playing now?
Well, he needs time to grow, so two games are not a proper evaluation, so we're going to give him three.
Do a couple more. All right, thank you.